Good morning. We pray. Lord, help us remain attentive and mindful of thy word. Amen. What do you do on those really long old bus trips that you sometimes have to take? And maybe car trips going to and coming from school, or going on vacations, or maybe long plane trips. What do you do to pass the time and make the journey just to seem a little bit shorter and a little bit easier? Well, you probably all have a way of making a long journey seem short or a tough job seem not so hard. Some of you probably play games in your car if you have your family with you. Used to play something like they called Hink Pink, or some sort of a spelling game. Or maybe you just sleep. Maybe you whistle. Nowadays you have TV in your vans, or you got iPods, and you text until things all over, you know. So the time goes pretty short. Maybe you even sing. This probably won't seem like much to you, but I used to drive a tractor and plow. You get in a 20-acre field, doesn't sound like much, but when you're only turning over two furrows at a time, and you only take this much, it takes a long time to get up and down a 20-acre field and plow the 20-acre field. So I used to sing, and the reason I would sing is because the tractor was making so much noise that I couldn't hear myself sing and nobody else could either, so that worked out pretty well. So any distraction seems to let the miles slip away and every little job maybe become just a little bit easier. A salesman once told me that when he took long trips, which he had to do, it seemed shorter if he forgot about the trip and just concentrated on, not on the trip itself, but on the goal, the destination, the place he was going. Now, life is tough, but think how much easier it would be, the journey might be, if you kept your focus on the end, if you kept your focus on heaven. Yet, do we? Do we, during tough times and during some of those serious problems, just sit down and think about heaven? Do we think about how wonderful it would be in the presence of God Himself? Not so much. In Colossians, we read, "Set your hearts and minds on things above." And that's exactly what we're trying to do here this year, this month, this week, this day, these 10 minutes in chapel every morning. We're trying to make the journey seem not so long, and the job not too difficult. And how do we do that? We do that by focusing on the greatest prize of all. Peter calls it an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. And we read, Peter tells us, we read 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in third verse. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you will greatly rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. Some of you found it very hard to come here to school. You had to leave a lot back home. Family, friends, various activities, and maybe a lot of other things that you could think of. But what did you really have that would not perish, that would not spoil, fade, or deteriorate with the passage of time? God is in control of our lives, and if we really believe that, then spending too much time concentrating on the things around you and not looking ahead at the goal seems rather foolish. Our goal is heaven. Concentrate on it. And that's why you're here. But it is not easy to do. You need to pray about it. You need to ask help from the Holy Spirit that your faith be strong. After all, it is through faith that we are shielded and are kept safe until we reach heaven. Verse 5, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. And in this faith, in this salvation, we are happy, even though times may get a little tough. Verse 6, in this you rejoice greatly, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. But why do we go through those trials? Verse 7, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Heaven comes only through faith in Christ Jesus as your Savior. You don't see him, our text says, but we love him. Now, faith is that important. If you have no faith that Christ has paid for your sins, then you are going to suffer the pain of hell all by yourself. Faith seems pretty important, doesn't it? Pretty much. Another benefit of keeping our eyes focused on the inheritance of heaven cannot be seen by you, but can be seen by others. What is seen, of course, is the joy that pops right out of our Christian life. If you have peace and confidence in the knowledge that your sins have been forgiven for Jesus' sake, and there is no power in this earth that can take that from you, which Christ has already won for you. You ought to be the happiest people on earth, and you ought to show it. After all, who but a Christian can truly enjoy a beautiful summer morning or a cool autumn evening or a very colorful sunset or a very misty sunrise? Who but a Christian can truly enjoy anything on this earth, since only the Christian has no deep down worries about the end of his life or the start of the other life? So that's a reason why we're all here, to be close to the Word of God daily in order to strengthen our faith and to keep our focus on heaven as we live on this earth. It is one very good reason. So may the light and joy of life eternal shine from your eyes daily, since, as our text says, you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We pray. Lord, keep us ever mindful of heaven. We sing hymn number 651, stanza 2.